Okay, Sanhedrin Daf Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Chana Bas Meir Yitzchak. Chana Bas Meir Yitzchak, Zechrona Levracha, Helen Fuchs by her children, Meir and Chandy Fuchs. Again, sponsored Chana Bas Meir Yitzchak, Zechrona Levracha, Helen Fuchs by her children, Meir and Chandy Fuchs. We thank you for the sponsorship. We start the next phase, Mesechta Sanhedrin. Every Mesechta, as we have discussed over the past years, has its own nature, has its own personality. We get back to those who have been with us. We get back since August. Actually, not since August. Since about October time, we haven't had Rashi. So Baruch Hashem, Rashi becomes our Chavrusa again today. And we learn a new Mesechta, which Pashtus has 11 Prakim. We had the Babas that had 10, 10, and 10, now Mesechta Sanhedrin, which on the surface then you would say 11 Prakim. We have mentioned in the past, in the name of Rav Reuven Margolis and others, that throughout each Seder, if you look, what's the order of the Sedarim of Mishnayos? So if you look, somewhat strange, for specifically in Moed. If you look in Moed, we have Shabbos, Erev, and Psachim, Shkalim, Yuma, Sukkah, Beitza, Rosh Hashanah, Tainus, Megillah. Right, so what's the order there? Why is Rosh Hashanah all the way after Yuma Sukkah? So the Rav Reuven Margolis explains that Rav Yehuda Anasi was a great teacher. And he knew that you have to give the big assignments at the beginning, and then, because if you save the big things to the end, then they're never going to be done. You've got to get the big ones out of the way first, and then get smaller as you go along. So within every Seder of Shas, you have the larger Mesechtas and then the smaller Mesechtas. That's why, starting with Zeroyim and then Moed. So in Moed, you have Shabbos, and then Erevin, Psachim. Erevin and Psachim each have 10. And then Shkalim has less and less and less. That's how what the order goes. And that's why Yuma, Sukkah, Beitza, Rosh Hashanah, that's why it's in that order, because of the order of Mesechtas. And that's why you look at every Seder. If you look in Noshim, if you look in Taharis, Kalim is the longest, and then Alis has 19, and then Negaim, etc. So too he suggests in, right here, it's quoted in Margolis Hayam, quotes it at the beginning of the Masechta, so too here in Seder Nezikin, because really, as we know, the Gemara in Bava Kama tells us that Seder Meseches Nezikin encompasses 30 Prakim. That is, Baba Kama, Baba Masih, Baba Basra, on some deeper sense, are all one Mesechta. That's 30 Prakim. Then comes Sanhedrin and Makos. Sanhedrin and Makos, and then Shavuos. Because Sanhedrin and Makos is shorter than Shavuos. Less Prakim. But the answer is, because Makos is really part of Sanhedrin, and therefore it's 14 Prakim. So you have the 30 Prakim of Nezikin, and then the 14 Prakim of Sanhedrin and Makos. And if you look there in the Margolis Hayam, at the beginning of the Masechta, he quotes Rav Reuven Margolis, who quotes a number of Rishonim in various places, the Ralbag al HaTorah and Parshas Mishpatim, yesterday's Parsha. He quotes Perek Yud Gimel from Sanhedrin, which is really the second Perek of Makos. Perek Yud Gimel of Sanhedrin, what is he quoting from? The Ralbag obviously had it as one Masechta. And they all fit in, if you think about it, because we're going to see Elu Hein HaNechnokin, Elu Hein HaLokin, Elu Hein HaGolin. If you look at the end of Sanhedrin and those prakim in Makos, it kind of fits and continues. So again, there are other various Ramazim that we'll see, but that is just in terms of the placement of Mesechas Sanhedrin and Mesechas Makos. Just to mention, I just mentioned the Margolis Hayam. Again, Sanhedrin doesn't have the normal run-of-the-mill, most of them, Rishonim, like other Mesechas. You can't just open up a Sanhedrin and open up a Ramban and a Rashba and a Ritva. A lot of those Sanhedrin we don't have on the Mesechta, but it is chock full because everybody talks about Mesechas Sanhedrin. All of the Achronim, many different topics come up in various places. There is a Chidushi HaRan, which is extremely important. The Ran quotes Rabbi David Bonfield, but the Ran is very important on Sanhedrin. The Margolis Hayam, Reuven Margolis on Sanhedrin. There is a Yad Ramah, so we got two in a row. Yad Ramah on Baba Basra and a Yad Ramah on Sanhedrin. And there is another Sha'ar Mesiyana B'Halacha, which Achronim that we like to use on the Daf. I just saw about a week or two ago that there is one on Baba Basra too, which made me kind of upset that I didn't realize that until the end. But Hashem, there'll be time. And obviously there are always Rambams to talk about. Okay, so let's begin. Just Tosfos says the first Tosfos in Marmis Bishlosha. We just spoke about the larger category of the Sedarim, but Tosfos says specifically, Achar Shashan Adinim Bitlasa Babi, Mashbino Bakama Donosam. We spoke all about Nezikin and all about Dinim Amanis. So now we figure out, okay, how many judges do you need to judge all those cases of Baba Kama and Baba Metzia and Baba Basra? The Shara Mesiana Balacha here asks, why is it called the first one? He says, quotes the Meiri, the Balashan Atalma Nikra Seder Nezikin Seder Yeshuos. If you look in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, that is the source for Shisha Sidre Mishnah. What's a pasuk? V'haya emunas itecha chosin Yeshua schachma vadas. And we spoke yesterday, last Shabbos, about Zra'im is seder, is learned out from the word emuna, and Moed is from learned out from the word itim, because it's times. Nezikin is learned out from the word Yeshuos, right? Salvations. Because Rashi there quotes in Shabbos that people are saved one from the other. That's why Nezikin is learned that from the word Yeshuos. Says the Shara Mesiana Balacha on a deeper level. V'nira levayer al pima shekasav b'svarim. So why is it called Nezikin? And it learned that from Yeshuos, which is, this is a good time to talk about it. The Lashon Yeshua hainu kishe'i efshar lahoshia es atzmo. When it's impossible to save oneself, you don't say, you should have a Yeshua. When we tell somebody you should have a Yeshua, that means it's not coming from another person. Yeshua means it's coming from God. That's the Yeshua. Hadachsiv, a Yosha Hashem by Yomahu. Hashem should save you. B'nei Yisrael, Hashem saved them by Kriyas Yamsev. Shrei Yisomu Kavin Midal Ruchos Hayam, Soger, Vasoni, Rodef, Achayas, V'nei Midbar. There was nobody else. V'yitzachu B'nei Yisrael al Hashem. The Lashon of Azer is kishe'ef shalash so-so, rak shetzara ksas ezer v'sad l'somcho. Ezer means you have human help. Es alo ezer kenegdo. Ezer is used, he quotes other ayahs, or even bracha and hatzlacha you find sometimes with human intervention, human additions, but Yeshua is always just from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein lo yecholos l'shmor gufo v'mono mi nezikin anasa b'adei b'nei adam o behemos chayis u'mazikos. V'lazet sarach Yeshuos Hashem sheyoshienu v'yatzilenu mi'anezikin. When it comes to so many nezikin in life, sometimes it's out of our control. Things just happen. Axes fly across the room, the forest, or other things. Animals get free. And so sometimes there's things that occur. Nezikin is a Seder Yeshuos, because we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect us and be with us throughout our lives when it comes to Nezikin. We spoke the last daf in Baba Basra, second to last daf. We spoke about Didi Mominis is called Miksoa, because people are always fighting with each other, because Miksoa, you switch around the letters, spells out Soakim, screaming at each other, and Uksin, that they are thorns for each other, but says the Shara Mesiana Balacha, when it comes to Yeshuos, we always refer to HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, so we start Mesaches Sanhedrin. Is Sanhedrin a mitzvah? As we get into the first sugya, Sanhedrin a mitzvah? So Gemara, the answer is yes. Setting up a court system is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. The first Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's a good place to start today. First Rabbi Min Sanhedrin says, Mitzvahs aseh min hatshal Torah, limnos shoftim v'shotrim b'chol medina u'medina u'v'chol plach v'plach. It's a mitzvah daraisa to set up courts, to set up judges in every country and in every village. Plach u'plach. Shenemar shoftim v'shotrim titen l'cha b'chol sha'arech and all of your gates. Shoftim elu adayanim hakvuim bebezdin u'ba'al edinim b'yom lefnehem, and ba'al edinim will come in front of them. Not for now. Hopefully we'll have a chance to discuss this throughout the Masech, and that is the isser of going to a non-Jewish court. There is a mitzvah to go to a Jewish court, shoftim v'shotrim, to set up the Jewish court, and then for ba'al edinim to go there. That's part of the mitzvah. And there's a separate there, which we'll talk about another time, of not going to those courts. The Sefer HaChinuch writes on Mitzvah Tuf Tzadik Aleph, beginning of Parsha Shoftim, what's the Shorish HaMitzvah behind Shoftim V'Shotrim? Shorish HaMitzvah Niglehu. It's clear what the mitzvah is. She'im HaDavar Hazeh Na'amid Datenu Bihiyot Eimat Alufenu V'Shoftenu Apnei Ha'amon. The purpose of a court is preventative measures. People know there's a court, they'll act differently. If somebody tells me that there's an unmarked police car that's always on a certain road, I will drive differently on that road. I will. If I know there's a camera on a certain road, I'll drive differently. Just the mitzias of that being there affects my behavior. So if I know that there's a court that's going to take care of my behavior, that will influence my behavior. Umitoch, and as the Sefer HaKenach says 100 times in his commentary, Umitoch hergelam b'tov v'yosher, and by the accustoming, if I accustom myself to behave in a certain way, even though sometimes it's only if there's a court there, that'll become second nature to me. Machmas yira yilmadu am tivam lasos mishpat utztaka me'ava me'hakarasam derach emes. If I first start acting shalolishma, I'll only do it because there's a bezdin, but hopefully it will come second nature, my way of behaving. Sherova hergol hu acharei hateva. As he says elsewhere, acharei ha-pa'ulos nimshachos halavavos. We are influenced by our actions. Klomar, ki kamosha hateva yachriacha adam l'mashu mevakesh. Just like nature accustoms oneself to what he asks, sena hergol hagadol chozer bo kein teva kayam. The more we do something, the more it'll become second nature for us. If somebody gets out of bed 20 times to go to Daf Yomi early in the morning, so then the 21st day, even though they're not in the mood, they'll get up and do it, even though they didn't get much sleep, because that's what they do. That's what we do. By the way, I forgot to mention, a good Chodesh to all. Today's Rosh Chodesh Adar, Simcha, and Simcha LaTorah, so it's a wonderful day to start. It's Lam and Shvat, but it's a wonderful day to start a new Masechta. So that is the Sefer HaChinuch. And the Sefer HaChinuch even adds, V'nuhages mitzvah zu be'eretz Yisrael, she'yesham smicha. The mitzvah Zadei Daraisa is only in the land of Israel, where they had smuchin, the smuchin going back from Moshe Rabbeinu, special smicha, of a lo b'chutz la'aretz she'ein somchin b'chutz la'aretz. Because there is no smicha in chutz la'aretz. Again, something that we'll have to talk about, is there a way to restart the smicha? Major controversy. Rambam, early Achronim, Beis Yosef, Mabit, which hopefully we'll talk about one day. But then the Sefer HaChinuch adds at the end that even though Mida Oraisa, it's only when there are smuchin in Eretz Yisrael, but yesh lanu lomo mizeh she'af api she'en lanu hayom ba'avodaseinu smuchin, she'yesh l'chal kahal v'kahal she'bechal makom, but every Jewish community everywhere should set up a court system. Limnos b'neim ksas min hatovim shebohem, sheyilem koach al kulam lahachricham, bekomine hechrich, give him power to force the din, sheyire b'neim b'mamon, o afilu beguf al asiyas mitzvah satorah, v'limnoa mikirbam kol davar meguna, v'chol hadome lo. And that's what's good for our society, said the Sefer HaChinuch, setting up a bezdin, is at least a partial kiyum of the mitzvah bizman hazeh. So that is the mitzvah of setting up a Sanhedrin through the eyes of the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, so now we get into the Mishnah. One of the most fun Mishnayos, if you could say a Mishnah is fun, but it's really one of the fun Mishnayos throughout Shas. Because whenever you have a Mishnah that quotes 55 different topics, that's a fun Mishnah. You know, so we're going to have to wait. The whole parak is going to talk about this Mishnah. But really, we get to talk about almost everything in Kol HaTorah Kula in this Mishnah. Sanhedrin Daf Beis quotes everything. Because it talks about how many judges are needed for any case in the book. So we quote everything. First, we have the group of, as we know, there are three types of Bati Dinim, but the group of three, the major groups. Three, and then we have the group of 23, and then we have the group of 71. 3, 23, 71. Those are the different groups. There are a couple that need a little more than three, but generally those are the major categories. So, and we'll discuss a little bit about each of one, but some of them we'll have to wait till we get into the Gemara. Okay, says the Mishnah, Sanhedrin Daf Beis. Remember, there's no Daf Aleph. We didn't really finish Baba Basra, but we did our best. Dinei Ba'onis B'Shlosha, says the Mishnah. All monetary cases are done in front of a court of three. Gezelos v'chavalos b'shlosha. Stealings and chavalos and woundings. If I wound you, b'shlosha. That is also with three. Wounding is all discussed in the eighth parak of Maseches Baba Kama, Hachova b'chavero. These are all, a lot of these halachas also are learned from yesterday's parsha, Parsha Mishpatim. Gezelos v'chavalos b'shlosha. Hey, isn't that included in Dini Mamanis? So the Gemara, that's going to be the first Gemara's question. Right, Dini Mamanis, right, that's an example of that, Gezelos v'chavalos. So why is it quoted here? Nezek, v'chatzi nezek. Chatzi nezek, right? When we pay a shor tam, first three times a shor gourd is chatzi nezek. Tashlume kefel, the double payment that a ganav pays. V'tashlume dala v'hei, and the tashlume in 4 and 5 that a ganav pays if he sells or shechts his shor vaseh. B'shlosha, That's also with three. Meaning those are knasos. That's the chiddush of that next line. Knas is defined as if I pay not exactly commensurate with what I did. Sometimes that could be more, right? Like kefel and dalav hay. Sometimes that could be totally not connected, just the same exact value. If my animal kills an eved, I pay shloshim. Doesn't matter how much the eved was worth. That could be less. Chatzi nezek, palganizka knasa. So a knas could be less than the value, in exact value always, or more than the value. But that's a knas. So that also needs three. Let's stop there for a minute. What's discussed, one of the major discussions on this Mishnah, is the first line in Rashi. The second Rashi in the Masechta. There has been much written about it. Says Rashi, Gzelos. What is Gzelos HaKavalos? If we were writing Rashi, we haven't seen Rashi in a long time. So we miss Rashi. Right? So we're back to Rashi. Rashi, give me something good. Right? So we have Rashi. If I was writing, what's the definition of Gzela? We know the difference between Gdev and Gzela. Gzela, I go in stealth to your house. I'm scared of Hashem. I'm not scared of people. That's why I'm chayav double. The Gemara says, Baba Kama Daf Ayin Tes. While Gzela, I do it in public. I don't care about anybody. I equalize man and God. I don't care about anybody. So I go and I grab something. What does Rashi say? What's Gzelos? Kofer Bipikadon. Somebody has an item of mine and they deny having it. I gave them a watch to guard, and I go over to them and say, can I have my watch back? I deny having it. And then Rashi is, Demisha Shalach Boyad Have Gazlan. The second that I use that watch, I'm a Gazlan. So, why does he mention Kofer Bipikadon? A. B. We know just denying the item, the Rambam, and the Gemara tells me, Kofer Bipikadon itself is a Ganef. As a Gazlan, specifically. If I deny having it, I'm a Gazlan. I don't even have to use it. There's a separate category of Shalech Yad Vipikaton. He's also a Gazlan if I use something that I'm just supposed to be watching. So what's Rashi doing? And then Rashi goes, by the way, V'chein, and also, HaChotef Miyad Chaveiro Havi Gazlan. If you grab something from your friend, you're a Gazlan. That's the V'chein. That's the V'chein. That's not the Iker case of Gazlan. Even if you want to say one of these Chiddush, new Gazlan cases, say that second. Have the first case of Zela. Kigon V'yigzol V'chadis Miyad Misri. And then the Rashi is, okay, we're not going to discuss this, but just to finish it, Alva Loviv, Alo Shilem Lo Mikri Gazlan. If I just don't pay back a loan, I'm not called a Gazlan. De Milva Lohotza Nitna. I owe you money, but it's not that the cash that I borrowed, I stole. So again, this is a much discussed Rashi, just a little bit to mention, and then we will, move on. The Aruch Laner, it's an Aruch Laner on Masechta Sanhedrin, he has an easy shot. He says, change the Gersa in Rashi. Change the Gersa. He says, you see where it says, and if you look in the, because the Chiddush Haran doesn't quote Rashi, but he has the same sheet. But look at Rashi. This is what the Chiddush Haran has. Kofer bipigadon vi hasholeach boyad. He takes out the dalet and the mem and he puts in a vav. So he has two cases. There's kofer bipigadon, and he answers one question at least. The question of just denying is a gazlan. You don't have to use it. So he answers that by changing the gersa. It's a tas sofer. He says it has to be a tas sofer in Rashi. But the way other achronim deal with this, Rav Gusman quotes this, and Rav Soloveitchik writes this in one of his svarim, and that is, maybe there's another answer here, why it does not just say kofer bepikadon, it says sholeach boyad, which is using it. And that is, we know, by a ganef or a gazlan, there are many aspects of a ganef or a gazlan. There are chiyuve, genev, and gazela. You steal something, you have to return it. There are chinyuvim. But there's a maisa geneva, there's a kinyan geneva, and many rayas to that fact, that there are kinyani geneva, whether the ganav likes it or not, he's kone it, and he's chayiv in onsin. Right? What if an earthquake happens? I have to pay for it. I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to own it. Tough luck. You have to own it. But they're also called, there are chiyuvim, and there are kinyanim. Right? Three different types. Karka. Could you do a Maisa Geneva on Karka? Karka doesn't move. So you might not be able to do a Maisa Geneva. But maybe there are Chikinyani Geneva. Maybe there are Chiyuve Geneva. Do all Ganavim and Gazlanim have all of these aspects? That's the root of the answer that the Achronim give for Rashi. Because if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Gazela and Paragimel, where he talks all about these types of actions. The Rambam says, "Hakofer bepigadon imhaya birshuso beeshe kafar naasel of gazlan v'chayiv baonsin." By kofer bepigadon, you become a gazlan and you're chayiv in an onsin. Chayiv onsin, chiyuve geneva. Says the Rambam in by Sholeach Yad B'Pigadon. Where's the Rambam? Here it is. Earlier, Gimel Yud Aleph. HaSholeach Yad B'Pigadon, HaRezeh Gazlan, V'Nischaya Ba'onsav, V'Na'asiz HaGzela Birshuso, K'din Kol HaGazlanim. The Rambam has an extra line by Sholeach Yad more than Kofar B'Pigadon. Sholeach Yad, he adds not only Yuchayiv, but it's yours. It's yours. Suggests Rav Salvechik, suggests Rav Gusman, Kofar B'Pigadon, it has Chiyuve Geneva, but not Kinyani Geneva. What Rashi is trying to give us here is a process, a hierarchy showing from the least, quote-unquote, Gazlan to the most Gazlan. First, Rashi gives an example of just somebody who has the status of a Gazlan with Chiyuve Gizela, and that is Kofar B'Pigadon. Then he goes through and says, no, deeper. Somebody even with a Kinyan Gizela. That's Sholeach Boyan. And then Rashi says that, of course, the regular case of Gizela, where you actually grab something. But then Rashi already is highlighting different types of Gazlanim, where you have a full Gazlan with even a Maisa. First he starts with Chiyuve. Then he goes to Sholeach Yad, which is even Kinyane. And then he goes with his regular full Maisa Kinyan, which you might not say all of these quasi-Gazlanim have. Okay, there's more, but that's a little of the discussion of Rashi beginning of Sanhedrin. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Other cases that require three. Ha'ones v'hamafate. One of the slan, if a man rapes a woman or if a man seduces a woman. V'hamosi shemra. Mosi shemra. If a man comes to court after he got married and says, my wife was not a basula. So, bishlosha. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, that's three. Because there's a mummonist element of it. We'll learn more of Mosi Shemra. There's two blot of Mosi Shemra on Daf Tes. V'chachamim omrim, Mosi Shemra b'esav v'shlosha. No, Chachamim say Mosi Shemra is 23. B'b'nei sheyish b'dini nefashis. It can lead to criminal, right? Somebody can be chayim misa in that case. So that's why Mosi Shemra has 23. Makas b'shlosha, a case of makas. If somebody, chayim makas, if they ate something in a treif. Many cases of Averis that are Chayiv Malkus. That's with three. The witnesses come and say so-and-so is Chayiv Malkus. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, Be'esu Mishlosha. Rabbi Shmuel says 23. As we will learn, the svar for that, maybe because wounding someone is the first step to killing them. As we'll see. Malkus B'Malkam Misa Omedes. Ibar HaChodesh, adding on a month, in Yonad Yoma. Today's Rosh Chodesh Adar. Right? Not this year, at least next year. Ibar HaChodesh, Ibar HaChodesh is adding on a day to the month. Bishlosha. Iber Hashana, that is adding on a month to the year, Bishlosha. Div Rabbi Meir, that's all with three as well. Rabbi Shimon, Bengam, obviously there are different types of three. The one that judges monetary cases might not be the same best in that figures out, whether it's appropriate to add on a day or a month to the year. But they're all three. Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel Omer, Bishlosha, Maschilin. Rashbag says you start off with three, Ubachamisha, Nosa, Venosa, and then you add on two more that discuss what should be done, Begomer, Beshiva. But if you're Gomer, adding on a month with seven, again, all learned out from Sukkim. V'yim Gomer, Begimel, Mubaris, B'diyeved, if you finish with three, it is Ma'ubar. The Achronim point out that why don't you just say all cases of Mominus are with three, all cases of Ibor. There's a unique quality to each of these cases, which the Gemara will talk about. That's why we have to list off every single one. Smicha Zakenim. What is Smicha Zakenim? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says Smicha Zakenim is Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. We know if the great Sanhedrin gives an incorrect psak, and the majority of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael follow that psak. What if they get up one day and say, you're allowed to drive on Shabbos? Mutter to drive on Shabbos. And the majority of Klal Yisrael follow that psak. And then they realize their mistake. All of Klal Yisrael, they don't bring their own karbonos chatas. In that case, they bring one karbon. Par helam davar shel tzibur. Right? That is, and smicha zakenim is the smicha that the Sanhedrin does. They lean on that animal when it is brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So that is done with three. The Rambam says smicha zakenim means giving smicha to a zaken. Right? The Pirush Mishnah, the Rambam says, when you give smicha, he spoke about smuchin. We'll talk to him later on, Rezer tomorrow, about the concept of smuchin and mumchin. That is done with three. The Gemara later on seems to be mefurish like Rashi, so the Megalas Yam says, maybe the Rambam is saying it just means both. Both are included in smicha zakenim. The Arifas Egla, the anonymous corpse case. If we find an anonymous corpse stuck in between two cities, we know we measure which city is closest, and the zakenim of the Sanhedrin come out and say it wasn't our fault. So when you break the neck of the Egla, You do that with three. We'll see if that should be taken literally, if the breaking of the neck should be done with three, if the measuring should be done with three. That's Agla Rufa. Bishlosha Divrei, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bechamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says with five. Ha Chalitza, Chalitza, Vahami'unin. We know, Mida Oraisa, a woman can get married in one of two ways. Either she can accept her Kedushin, if she is a Gedola, or her father can marry her off. What if her father is dead and she is a Ketana? So we know there's what's called Kiddushe Mi'un. Her mother and brothers have the right to marry her off, because Chazal, out of Chesed, we want to make sure, in a society where people got married much younger, right? Tosfos, at the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin, says, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. If we could arrange a woman to be set and have a wonderful husband, we'd rather do it whenever we can. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So therefore, there's something called Kedushin Durabban and Kedushin Miyun that can be set up. How does a woman leave such marriage? She just walks out. That's Miyun. She has to then go to Beis Din. She has to express that she wants out. And she has to get a Shtar Miyun. So Miyun is done Bishlosha with three. Okay? Next Rashi that's discussed by the Achronim. The top one we did already. Next Rashi. Rashi says, why does Mian with need three? Because Rashi says, Ke'ein de'oraisa tikkun. Rashi right across from where we are. Called the tikkun Rabbanan Ke'ein de'oraisa tikkun. Rashi says, Mian needs three just like the din de'oraisa needs three. What's the din de'oraisa that Mian is patterned after? Major machlokas. With very important halakha l'maaseh ramifications. Says the Nozi B'Yehuda, Gittin, Gerishin. This is the we mentioned this last week at the end of Baba Basra. The Nodim Yehuda says Gerishin needs to be done in a Beis Din. There is nowhere in Shas that it seems to say that explicitly, but the Nodim Yehuda says this is where it says it. Mia needs three. It's a Rashi. Rashi says Kein Daraisa Tikkun. That must be Gerishin. The Nodim Yehuda writes this in Evan Ezer Tinyana Simin Kuf Yudalit Ama Ese Vani Ofer Vaefer Tachas Kapas Kapas Raglei Harzarua the Aditzarik Lagid Kabu Daiti. But I have a raya to my opinion. That is Rabbeinu Hamuvak Asher Mipi Pirushavanu Chayim Bekol Hashas Rashi Zal. But Mishnah Berei Sanhedrin, Shloshi, he quotes it. Dahainu came the rice and tikkun get. Shehu lahotzi mikidushe Torah. Dum yadahachi tiknu miyun lekudushe ktana. Miyun leaves a marriage, and get leaves a marriage.
Not brought down in the Mishnah.
What? And it's not brought down in the Mishnah. Well, is that a raya or not? Right. So that's a raya the other way. If get should have three, shouldn't that be in the Mishnah? Chalitz is in the Mishnah. Miyun is in the Mishnah. So the Nodav Yehuda would say, but the fact that miyun is there means get is there. Because Mian is the Durabanan that get is patterned. Mian is the Durabanan that is patterned after get. So that's the Nodav Yehuda. Others say, no, what are you talking about? The biggest Ra is that get's not in the Mishnah. But the Nodav Yehuda says, this is his Ra. And then he says, even without Rashi, Midivrei HaMishnah Atzma, Ditzricha Mian B'Shlosha, Michlal DeGet Bo Yishlosha, Dimlokei V'Chisaka Taitak LaHachmer B'Mian Durabanan Yosim Miget Shal Torah. So see, but without Rashi, I think you would have to say it. And therefore, he says, that's what I, and then he quotes, the fact that it's not there, he says, no, I just answered that. What's the other Raya in Shas against the Nodav Yehuda? Besides the Pashas of this Mishnah, we had it last week. The Gemara at the end of Baba Basra quotes the story of the father who was the co-signer for the son, and the Gemara's Lashon there is, Atu Bebedina Megaresh. Does everybody divorce in a Beis Din? So the Nodav Yehuda says, no, that means, is everybody divorced in a Beis Din of Mumchin? Of course you need a Beis Din. So that is how the Nodav Yehuda gets out of that Gemara and uses this Mishnah. But other Achronim are not so convinced. The Rishash, right here in our Gemara, and Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Gilyoni Ashas, says, I don't think so. I don't think so. Rather, what is the Daraisa that we're talking about here? What is Kein Daraisa taken? Chalitza. Chalitza, the right beforehand. Chalitza v'hamiyun. The word right beforehand, miyun and chalitza, both get out of a marriage. And says the Gilyone Hashas, v'yayikar laniyaz daiti, the kavanas rashi achalitza, to get begimel mantakar shmei. Achalitza t'nan, chalitza miyun begimel. And that's what Rashi means. And then he quotes, what's the svara? Miyun and chalitza are both cases where the woman does something. By miyun, she walks out. Chalitza, she spits towards the shoe of the husband. But again, it's all the husband doing it. Number one. Number two, he says, gets all about the document. It's all about the shtar. Chalitza and miyun are about the act. Yeah, there's a shtar given afterwards. But it's all about the act. The bechalitza hayavama osa maisa biyavam shecholatzas binalo. The kach b'miyan he avda bay. The amar lo reina becha. V'lo dami leget the ihu who daved ba maisa. And then he quotes, fascinating. Also, miyun is ba laakar ishus kalush midrabanan. Miyan comes to uproot a weak ishus, the kachalitza, balahafkia ishus kalush, the zika eno ele ishus gomur. A zika, this was a major topic in Maseches Yevamos, the Torah says you're connected, you have to do something. That's not a marriage yet. You have to do something. Get is coming to uproot a full marriage. So that's why Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Rishash and other Achronim assume not. Again, there's a big nafgamina, because if you say a get requires a bezdin, then you're saying a get is like a din. So another nafgamina, could you do a gerushin at night? Is it like a din? Could you do a gerushin? What if the dayanim are krovim and psulim? Do you really need a bezdin? Right? So again, this is a big discussion in the Achronim with many very important halacha lemaisa ramifications. Okay, but that's another important Rashi. Let's continue. Again, we could spend a while on this Mishnah, but we'll do our best. Third wide line. Netaravai, umaiser sheni shein dam of yiduin b'shlosha. Netaravai. Fruit of the fourth year that I have to bring up to Yerushalayim because it's too much to schlep. How many dayanim do I need to estimate how much it's worth? I don't want to do it myself. I don't want to, you know, I want to be objective. So netaravai or maaser sheni that I'm also bringing up to Yerushalayim, shein dam of yiduin, that it's not clear exactly how much it's worth. Maybe the fruit started to rot a little bit, so I'm not exactly sure how much it's worth. Bishlosha, that needs three. Hahek deshos bishlosha. If I'm makdish something and I want to redeem it from based on Migdash, I need three to tell me how much it's worth. Ha'erachin hametaltalin bishlosha. The Gemara will explain what that phrase means, but some type of movable item that has to do with the giving it to the base of Megdash, taking it from Bishlosha. Rabbi Huda Omer Echonim Kohen. By all of these estimations, one of the three has to be a Kohen. One down from Psukim. Vaha Karkos Tishava Kohen. And Karka, if I give my backyard to the base of Megdash and now I'm trying to redeem it, if you want to redeem a piece of land for the base of Megdash, you need ten judges, and one of them has to be a Kohen. Va'adam Kayotze Bahen. And Adam also. Period. That is all category one. Next, category two. Dine nefashas ve'eser mishlosha. Dine nefashas, capital crimes. Somebody's life is on the line. Bezdin of 23. We'll talk about it again, but just to mention it now. Machlokes, Ramban and Rav Sadia Gaon. Ramban quotes this machlokes in Parsha Shoftim. Dine nefashas with 23. What about for the Kabbalas Ha'edus? When the Edom first come to court, do all 23 have to be there? Or you just need 23 when you start deciding. That's a machlokas between Rav Sadia Gaon and the Ramban. Again, a lot of lundus there. Says the Ramban. V'ha'derech ha'pshat, amar Rav Sadia Gaon, shnayim edim, o shlosha makabli edis ha'shnayim. Vein because of kabbalas edis rak edim. Aval chimedum elisha ta'a ha'gaon bedino. Ki edis sinin nefashas lo t'gubal rak b'feis sanhedrin shalasa mishlosha. Ramban says 23. Rav Sadia Gaon says 3. What's the nature of Kabbalas Eidos? How much is that really part of the din? That's something to talk about also. Haroveya v'hanirba v'esa v'shlosha. Somebody, bestiality cases. It's all 23. Shnei Amar v'harakta so yishav v'esa v'hema v'omer v'esa v'hema tarugu. Even to judge the animal, you need 23. Because we compare the person and the animal. Hashor haniskal b'esem mishlosha. If an ox kills somebody, the ox is killed, bezdin of 23. Shenemar hashor yisakel v'gamba alav yumas. The shor has to get stoned, and also the owner dies. We say that's not literal, but we compare the owner and the animal. Kamisas abaylam kachmisas hashor. Something that we will get back to. Just like the owner needs 23, so too the shor. Hazei v'ha'ari v'ado v'anamar v'abardalus. All these wild animals. A wolf, a lion, a bear, a leopard, and a panther. A bardalus. Not exactly clear what a bardalus is. We'll see. V'hanachash and a snake. Misas and v'esem v'shlosha. All putting them to death are all based on 23. We will learn this out again from Sukkim. Rashi just says, bardalus, second wide line of Rashi, chayahi. It's a chaya. Okay. Meaning it's not a behema, it's a chaya. Besides the mess of Ishlosha. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kalakodil Harkat Zachar. Rabbi Lazar says, forget how much you have to judge them with. Just go kill them. Just go kill them, right? Sometimes you see some dogs of some neighbors, and you're like, you just want to Kalakodil Harkat Zachar. Right? You know, they're so close to stepping in front of the car, and you look back, not this time. Right? Rabbi Akiva Omer, it's amazing how close they get. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Besides the mess of Ishlosha. Nope, 23. What's the difference? Tanakama or Rabbi Akiva? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Okay, that's category two. Next, category three now. The Sanhedrin Agadol. Ain Dana Loas Hashavet. Veloas Navi Sheker. Veloas Koin Gadol. Elapi Bezan Shashim Viachad. If you judge a Shevet, what do you mean a Shevet? Rashi says, let's see, Irani Dachas. Irani Dachas means, right, a whole city, Dirabot Zara. So if you judge that, and it's from a certain Shevet, so you need a Bezin of 70. Excuse me, 71 for that. Rashi here says, third wide line, Rubo shall shave it. Sha'adav what is Rabbi Mezid? Rove of a shave it. Rove of a shave it. And some of the early Achronim say, what do you mean? What do you mean, Rove of a shave it? A whole shave it. What do you mean, Rove of a shave it? So Shalom Margolius Hashah says, no, that we learned about Basra. Gemiri, Lokal Shifta. We have a Misora that no shave it will ever be totally wiped out. That's what Rashi says, Rove. Right? Because it could never be that a whole shave it will disappear. Gemiri de lo kala shifta. That's what Rashi says, that rov. Valos Navi Sheker, if you judge a Navi Sheker or a Kohen Gadol, it's always with the bezin of Shivim ve'echad. 71, which we'll learn out the sources. There are certain numbers in Yadus which are always found over and over again. 3 we find a lot. 7 we find a lot. 40 we find a lot. 40 years in the Midbar, 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu was up on our Sinai, 40 days it rained, 40 years in the desert, 40 days of Avlad, right? So 40 and 70. 70 also, says the Ramban, where does 70 come up in the Torah? Parshas Baloscha, Esfali Shivim Ishmi Ziknei Yisrael. Ramban says, Krahis Kira Raboseinu, Ki Shivim Umosein, B'Shivim Lashon. 70 languages, 70 nations out there. V'yesh l'kol achas v'achas mazal b'rakia v'sar l'mala. And everybody has a sar and a mazal up above. But Israel is 71. We're the one above. V'lachain haya hamispar b'yardei Mitzrayim. Shivim. V'tziva hamispar hazeh b'shoftei Yisrael. That's us. 70. Ki kol hamispar hazeh yichlol kol hadeot b'yoto kolel kol hakochot. 70 includes all the kochos and all the opinions, and that's why you need a bezdin to decide the most important matters, a bezdin of 70. V'lo yipala mehem kol davar. V'chein b'matan Torah. V'shivim ish b'ziknei Yisrael. V'yine Moshe al gabi shivim zakenim remez li Yisrael shehu goyachad ba'aretz. V'kibla rabu seinu ki kol sanhedrin gedola hayushevis b'beis Hashem b'maka b'she yivkar l'shichno sham kein yiyem minyanam shivim v'hanasi al gabeyem kemoshe rabbeinu. One more, he says. Osios b'shem hagadol hamefurash. How many osi letters are there in the name of God? 72. Kineged hasarim, all the 70 there. V'hashem hamiyuchash hu adon yachid al kulam. It's 70 plus b'nei Yisrael plus Hashem. That's the 72, says the Ramban. Okay, that's 70. V'chein motziyin l'melchemes ha-reshus, el al-pi bezon shal shivim v'yachad. And we don't go out to a melchemes reshus, except 71. This is another Rashi. We don't have time to go into it. But Rashi again says, fourth line of Rashi, what's a melchemes reshus? Everything except melchemes Yehoshua, that he was going to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Everything else is melchemes reshus. The Rambam here says, what about melchemes Amalek? That's a big one. That's a big one. So the Megillas Hashah says maybe that's a hemshech. No machlokas. Yoshua, not until all the nations are gone. So there's no machlokas. Amalek is just a hemshech of Yoshua. But again, it's a big discussion in Rashi. What about just defending Eretz Yisrael? That's not in the category of Melchemes Mitzvah. What about David HaMelech? So we'll have to see. Weiter. If we want to add on to the borders of Yerushalayim or the borders of the Azara, that we need a bezin of 71. What difference does it make how big Yerushalayim is, how small Yerushalayim is? So if you ask us, we'd say, oh, Karbanos! Karbanos! Weki kidi Karbanos! Only in the walls of Yerushalayim. If you look in Rav Tukachinsky, in Ir HaKodesh VaHamikdash, he's everything you want to know about Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael. So in the third chelek, he has 25 halachos that apply to Yerushalayim that don't apply to outside of Eretz Yisrael or anywhere else. Halanas Hameis, Egla Arufa, and Chazakein Mamre, Betzor Amore, Lulav according to the Rambam. You've got to look there. I mean, there's 10 of them in Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis, in a Brisa. But there's another 15 that he digs up from Brises, from Tosefta's, from everywhere, from Shas. 25 halachas that is important to know how big Yerushalayim is. We don't have time to go through it, but that's the that's why this din is important. Ein osen Sanhedrios l'shvatim el alpi bezin shal shem v'yachad. A Sanhedrin that each shevet had is appointed by the bezin hagadol. Ein osen irani dachas el alpi bezin shal shem v'yachad. Irani dachas is only 71, is only with the bezin of 71. We'll have to see. Didn't we just say a few lines earlier that you judge a shevet with 23? Was that talking about Eirni Dachas? So I'll have to see. Is it 23? Is it 71? Is there a process? Ein osin Eirni, and once we're talking about Eirni Dachas, we add in, Ein osin Eirni Dachas b'sfar, no Eirni Dachas on border cities, because that will leave it open to the enemy. V'lo shalosh, and not three altogether, av'lo osin achas oshtayim, one or two. That's it. Period. Okay, that's the end of the list. Now we talk about the sources. Sanhedrin, Gadola, Haisol, Shalshim, and Viechad, Victana, Shalasim, Vishlosha, 71 and 23, Minan, Gadola, Shi, Shalshim, and Viechad. How do you know the Sanhedrin of Gadol was 71? Shinamar, the pasuk we just quoted. Esfali, Shivim, Ish, Mizik, Israel, gather me a 70 people, 70 men from the Zakenim, Umosha, Al Gabe, and Moshe was above them. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shivim, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Moshe was included in them. Gather me 70, but you're one of them, Moshe. Gather me. What's the difference between Moshe above them and Moshe part of them? Beautiful piece from Rav Soloveitchik in a yard site shir, which hopefully we will have time for soon. Uminai l'katana shisha l'asim v'shlosha. How do you know? What's the source for a bezin of 23? Everything's psukim. Shenemar. V'shaftu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda. The psukim say the eda, the court, will judge. We assume that means conviction. V'hitzilu ha'eda, they will say, they will exonerate. And Eda Shofetas ve'Eda Matzelas. You need at least, what's the case described in the Torah? You need an Eda that exonerates and an Eda that convicts. Harikan Esrim. And that's at least 20 already. We're up to 20. Why? We know La Eda Shiasara, because we know the word Eda is Asara. Shinemar, it says by the Meraglim, Admasav La Eda Harazos. Right, the Maglim were 12, so the Eda was 10. This bad Eda, Yatsu Yoshua Vakalev, that were not part of that evil Eda. So as we know, that's the Makar for Minyan. That's the Makar that Eda is 10. So you have Eda 10, 10 on each side. We mentioned in the past that that's the source for a Minyan. The Meraglim. Couldn't find a better one. Couldn't find a better source. These were Shoim. They turned out to be Rishoim. So there is a Medrash that learns that from the word Eda by the Shvatim. Yosef wasn't there, and Binyamin wasn't there, it says the word Eda. There's maybe you learn that from the Shvatim. But Pashas, you look in the Gemara, this is quoted. So I just saw, was Dani. But you're a Chasidus, right? Right, so the first one in Sanhedrin, right? What is it? Kashev, Chilo, Matzu, Chazal, Adin, Zeh, Limud, Noi, Yoser, Elami, Meraglim. So the answer is yeah, because we're going to learn later on, in Chelek, now we can say that. Meraglim, Emelam, Chelek, Olam, Haba, the Meraglim, don't have a Chelek, and Olam, Haba. And the problem is Nishnas Nishmos Yisrael Yefshalem Sheyovdul Omayad. Every neshama of Bnei Yisrael can't be lost forever. It's a chelik elokam imal. So Chazal found a takana. The Meraglim don't have olam haba, but you know what? Asara. Sha'al yidei limud zeh yisalu v'yisuknu nishmosehem. Every time you learn this, we're giving an aliyah for their neshama. We're giving them a tikkun because they're sitting there burning for eternity. You know, a little bit of tikkun, so eventually they could get out. And join Klal Yisrael in eternity. That is the tikkun. V'chein adavar ba'adas Korach. Limdu mehem kol dashe b'kdusha in ol basar. Also by Korach you learn something. But that is maybe why you dafka learn it from them in order to be ma'ale their neshamas. Okay. Uminai lahavi od shloshas. So you have 20. You have 8 to 10, 8 to 10. So you got 20. So how do you know to add on another 3? Shlosha, mimash b'shenemar lo tiachar am l'ros. Yesterday's parsha. From the fact that it says, don't follow a majority for the bad, shomea anisha, eyeh imam l'tova. So I know, you should follow a majority for the good. Im kein lo menemar achar am l'hatos. So why did it say, always follow the majority? You always follow the majority. So what are all these psukim? Lo katayascha l'tova atayascha l'ro. To teach me, there's a difference between the following the majority for exonerating and following the majority for convicting. Hatayascha l'tova api echad, hatayascha l'ro api shnayim. If I could exonerate based on one, right? 22, right? If there's 12 to 11, the guy gets off. Majority of one. But if it's 12 to 11 to convict, no good. You need at least a majority of 2. And therefore, so you need at least, so let's say it's, right, let's say you have 10 and 10, then you have 12 to 10. 12 to 10 is going to be good enough, but let's say it's, you don't have that. So, ve'ein bezdin shakul, mosiv v'nilein od echad, harei kan esim bishlosha. So then, if you have, you don't want to have an even number, you don't want to end up with a stalemate, and therefore you add on one more, and then if you end up 11 and versus 11, it's no good, right? It wouldn't be good, so therefore you need one more. So again, Ada is 10, Ada is 10, that's 20. You add on one more, because that's going to be good enough to exonerate, right? So 11 to 10, if you add 11 to 10, that's not going to be good enough to convict. So you need another one. So it can end up 12 to 10. But then in most bezin shakel, which is a bezin chatzuf, it's called. We'll talk more about that. And that's why you have to add on another one. You're right. It can end up being, you know, 15 to 8. But we want, at least the sources in the Torah talk about having 10 on each side and 10 on each side and then adding on each one. Weiter. How many? How big does a city have to be zocha to a Sanhedrin? Right, in Israel they have rules. How big of a city in order to be zocha to a hospital? Right, have to be a certain amount of inhabitants in a city in order to get a hospital. So Beit Shemesh is almost there. So how many in a city to be ruled to a Sanhedrin? Me'ah v'esrim, 120. 120 people in a city. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, no, Matay Mishloshim, 230. Kineget Saris Asaros. Because you need one sar per 10 people. So, Sari Asaros, period. Okay, so one conversation at least to have in today's Gemara. So the Gemara says, back to the beginning. So Dini Mamanis Mishloshim will be finished in 2.5 minutes. So the Gemara says, Dini Mamanis Mishlosha, Dini Mamanis, I got in the Biri Chassidus though, so it's good. Dini Mamanis are Mishlosha, and Gzeilas V'Chavalos are Shlosha. So the Gemara says, Atu, Gzeilas V'Chavalos, Lav Dini Mamanis anu. So the first line is a category, and then is an example. Are Gzeilas V'Chavalos an example of Dini Mamanis? So Amar Rabbi Yavahu, you can't fault me for today. I mean, you can't. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Ma Hein K'tani. It's mahein. It is, what is the, it's giving an example. It's a category and an example. Mahein dine mamanis gzilas v'chavalos. What's being excluded? Avohodos v'chavalos lo. We include stealing and wounding, but we are excluding hodos, where somebody comes to court and said, to aid them say, Reuben admitted to us that he owes him money, or we saw him loan money lo. That does not need three. We'll discuss that more tomorrow. Vitzricha. And you have to write it this way. De'itana dini mamanis. If you just said the word dini mamanis, hava mina filo hodos vavos. I would have thought even hodos vavos are included. Tana gzeilas v'chavalos. So that's why it has to say that. Ve'itana gzeilas v'chavalos. If it just said gzeilas v'chavalos, velok tani dini mamanis, and it didn't say the first category, hava amina hu adin da filo hodos vavos. I would have thought that gzeilas v'chavalos is just an example, and hodos vavos are also included. V'haidik tani gzeilas v'chavalos. And why did it say that in the Mishnah? Mishum de ikr gimel diksivi b'gzeilas v'chavalos ksivi. Because the ikr place where it says three in the Torah Shebichsav is by gzeilas v'chavalos. Yesterday's parsha. Gzeilos diksiv v'nikr balabayis elho Elohim. If by gzeilos it says, by stealing, this isn't even by real stealing, this is by toein tainas ganav, where I claim it was stolen even though I really stole it. That's also a category of stealing. That's where it says three. And chavalos, and what about wounding? Mali chaval begufo, mali chaval bimamono. Right, what's the difference? Wounding, if you wound somebody's money by stealing, if you wound somebody's property. Fascinating line. But there, so you know gzeilos v'chavalos. So that's why you would have said, it says it in the Mishnah, but it applies to all dini mamanis. So tana, mahi, dini mamanis, gzeilos v'chavalos, aval hodos v'chavos, lo. And that's why it excludes hodos v'chavos, that's why it says it as it does. Two more lines. Ulamai. What is this regarding? Hodos v'chavos don't need three. What does that mean? Ilei medlo b'ina shlosha. Is it true that you don't need three at all? Just need two? Just need one? So, v'ham Rabbi Yavo, didn't Rabbi Yavo say, sh'naim shadanu, dini mamanis, l'divrei akol ein dinei hamdin? No, of course, although the law needs three. So what do you mean it's excluded from the Mishnah? Ela delo be'inan mumchin. What it means is, gzeilos v'chavalos require mumchin, and hodos v'chavos do not require mumchin. So that is what the Gemara gets into tomorrow. Hashem, is that really true? What is the minimum number of a bezdin? That'll be at the beginning, and then we'll get into a little bit Palganis Kaknaska, Palganis Kamamona, a Baba Kama Sugya, and we'll get into, again, some big sugyas coming up, more bezdin shakal discussions, some very important dafim, might bring back the yeshiva memories to many of you out there, but Baruch Hashem, we had a haskala in this besachta. Again, today's yeshiva was sponsored, Lili Nishmas Chana Bas Meir Yitzchak Helen Fuchs, by her children, Meir and Shandy Fuchs. Thank you very much. Good Chodesh.